Yes, yeah. Do we have the Bhagavatam here? Yeah? No problem. Radhikaram. So, Krishna, here Nityananakari for you. I need it a little later. Yes, you have everything? So, Hare Krishna, Hare Bo. I'm very happy to see all of you today. Especially Mustafa, who has just come from Zagreb, and Igor, who has just come from Belgrade. Today is an important day for us because we will show to you, let me say, a journey which is deeply important to us, a journey to the palace of Radha.
Danas je jako značajan dan za nas zato što ćemo vam pokazati nešto što je izuzetno važno za nas, nešto jako duboko, od duboke važnosti, to je jedan put
I promised that last time I saw all of you that I would show to you the impressions of our last pilgrimage. But I really must first of all say I'm so happy that that this heating works. We have a temple with a working heat. Is that you know?
It works.
Really? I want to say when we are doing these public these programs where we all come together, we want to actually make a journey together. Please don't think of, oh, we are coming together, we sing together like we always do. No, each one of you should think, in this temple, at this temple program, I want to come closer to Krishna.
Ne, svako od vas bi trebao da razmišlja, kada dođem u ovaj hram na ovom programu, ja sada želim da dođem bliže Krišni.
A program is always as good as you are focused.
Program je uvijek onoliko dobar koliko ste vi fokusirani.
When you are focused on Krishna and on the altar, you can get tremendous spiritual benefit for your life.
Kada ste fokusirani na Krishnu, na altar, onda možete da dobijete izvanredne dobre u vašem životu.
But when you just go like, oh, this is what we do on Sundays, you know, automatic pilot, you know, then the benefit is not as big.
Ali kada samo razmišljate, da, tamo ću da odim kao što to radim svake nedelje, kada idete, kada vozite na automatskog pilota, da se kažemo, onda dobro bit nije tako velika.
So we have sung already, so I will sing one more song. I see a minimum of 3 drums in a very small room. This is typical the Hare Krishna movement. Yes. And a highly pregnant woman will play very loud on her drum. No, that's all right. That's all right.
No, right.
Yeah, yeah. So let us softly play one pair of mridanga, of drums, you have to come to an agreement who of you plays. Okay. And Gurari, after Jai Radha Madhava, our theme song. So who of you will play? Please play softly and look at me. Don't just go into your world. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihani Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Krishna Hare Hare Krishna Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare, 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 Hare Hare,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. To be amongst all of you. At the moment, most of the people which I meet them in the fitness studio. Oh, you. One moment. No problem. Satebe.
Zaista je jako lijepo biti ovdje sa vama i ovih dana većina ljudi koji srećaju su ljudi iz fitness studija.
By Mustafa's wonderful arrangement, I'm really building up my health. I'm very satisfied with the results.
Zahvaljujući predivnom aranžmanu Mustafe, ja ponovo gradim svoje zdravlje i ja sam zadovoljan sa rezultatom.
And soon you will get to know the rocket Sachinandan Swami. Jutro ćete da
sretnete Sachinandan Swami koji je poput rakete.
Okay, some technical arrangement we need to do.
The microphone is needed here.
Treba na mikrofon ovdje.
Divaka Prabhu?
Divaka, what is your plan? Tell us.
I was thinking to make some space and take out maybe unnecessary items such as harmonium baby and... maybe this, but this is not meant for speaking, but anyway, we can try.
This is not meant for speaking, so we don't need this.
amplified, but maybe it will be useful.
No, we have.
Yeah, if you don't have all the time to pass the...
No, I'm loud enough and
maybe it will be useful for the audience.
I mean, everyone speaks Bosnian, so...
Okay.
take this one. Yeah. I don't need a microphone, because I don't speak Bosnian. I have my Bosnian voice here, so... it's important for me to have a peaceful atmosphere. So, are you now satisfied, or do you want to make a few more arrangements?
What do you think? There are few people outside that cannot be entered.
We can take the harmonium out, and please, Sanatan Yogi, you can sit on my lap.
Maybe I'm too heavy for you, guys.
Here's a lot of space, no? Divaka, yes, please. You want to? You look for place, or others look for place? Because here is some place. Please sit down. Amala Prema. This is like an Indian temple. It's all right when we sit together. In India, they will put a few more camels and elephants into the place. Yeah. It's all right. So now we are peaceful.
Yes.
Good. I would like to share today some philosophical points which I feel will be very useful for your spiritual life.
Danas bih želio da podijelim sa vama neke filozofske pojente koje mislim da će biti korisne za vaš duhovni život.
Afterwards we will make a little pause for thinking about what we have heard.
Nakon toga ćemo da napravimo malu pauzu kako bismo razmislili o tome što smo čuli.
And then we will all go on pilgrimage to Vrindavan by seeing these exquisite photos of a very holy place, the mystical forest of Radha.
I onda ćemo da svi odemo na jedno hodočašće i tako što ćemo gledati ove predivne fotografije iz mistične šume Radhe.
I would like to speak about lower and higher energies in our lives.
Ja bih sada želio da govorim o nižim i višim energijama u našem životu.
And give you some ideas how to contact those energies which can uplift you, the higher energies.
I želio bih da vam dam neke upute kako da kontaktirate te više energije koje prizivaju vaše ime.
I think we all know these days where we feel down and out.
Mislim da svi poznajemo te dane kada se osjećamo onako dole.
In my time there was a song which we young people all sang. It was, I'm so dazed and confused. So long it's not true. You don't know the song, that's good. Many songs, or let me express our experience that sometimes we feel very low in our energy, not only the physical energy.
Drugim riječima, ono što želim da kažem je da ponekad se osjećamo tako, imamo nisku energiju, ne samo fizičku energiju.
We feel also low in our mental energies.
Isto tako osjećamo da je naša mentalna energija niska.
We are not in contact with our visions.
Nismo u kontaktu sa svojom vizijom.
We are cut from our ideals.
Mi se osjećamo odvojenim od naših ideala.
A person on who has a high level of mental energy can think about the welfare of others.
Osoba koja ima visok nivo mentalne energije, ona može da razmišlja o dobrobiti drugih.
He's not disturbed even when his body is painful.
Takva osoba nije uznervirana čak i kada u svom tijelu osjeća bol.
A person who is on a low level of energy just can only think selfish thoughts.
Osoba koja ima nizak nivo energije, ona može da razmišlja samo o sebičnim mislima.
And when something in his life is not exactly right, he becomes so disturbed. Ooh.
I kada nešto u životu te osobe nije u redu, ona se osjeća tako uznemireno.
A person on a high level of energy feels love, but pure love.
Osoba koja ima visok nivo energije, ona osjeća ljubav, ali čistu ljubav.
Ecstatic love.
Ekstatičnu ljubav.
A person on a low type of level, just of energy, just feels lust.
A osoba koja se nalazi na nižem nivou energije, ona samo osjeća požudu.
Those of you who are women know these lusty men who you know, when you see them, they immediately seem to undress you with their eyes.
I vi koji ste žene, vi znate te muškarce koji kada vas gledaju, izgleda kao da vas pogledom samim skidaju.
And those who are men know these type of women who are just so full of physical lust, they just want to jump over you.
Vi koji ste muškarci isto tako poznajete te žene koje su prepune pune te neke fizičke požude da kao izgleda kao da će samo da skoči na vas.
But when you are on a high level of energy, your love is very pure, very encompassing, very selfless.
A kada se nalazite na visokom nivou energije, onda osjećate tu ljubav koja je tako čista, koja je tako buzna i koja je tako nesrećna.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the low energy is compared with a knot. A crutch.
In Srimad Bhagavatam, ta niska vrsta energije, ona je opisana kao čvor.
Like this.
Poput ovog.
The heart, when you have low energy, becomes tighter and tighter. And more hard.
Srce koje je na tom niskom nivou energije, ono postaje sve tvrđe i tvrđe i tvrđe.
The ego becomes more and more and more.
A ego, ego postaje sve veći, veći, veći.
When you feel the high energy, oh, this everything is slobodan, free, possibilities.
Ali kada osjećate te više energije, onda sve postaje tako lagano, slobodno i osjećate velike mogućnosti.
This is meant to be addressed. The knot is okay in this case.
U ovom slučaju ovo je bio čvor.
But if the heart has a knot, that's not okay.
Ali ako srce ima čvor, onda to nije u redu.
That the spiritual philosophy tells us what low energy means for the heart.
Duhovna filozofija nam govori šta taj čvor znači za srce.
Lust.
To je požuda.
Greed.
Požuda.
Anger.
Ljutnja.
Enviousness. I don't want to tell it so loud. It's enough when it's in one language. Be very careful. We live in an age where you can find these low energies all around you.
I budemo jako pažljivi, živimo u dobu u kojem ove energije možemo da pronađemo svuda oko sebe.
Yesterday I talked with Philip. Is Philip with us at the moment? Working on, yes. About the daily news.
Jučer sam razgovarao sa Philipom o dnevnim novostima.
We were driving in the taxi to Riva.
Yeah.
Where Ida climbs on the rocks, yes. And on the news there were only negative news, which instill fears. Sao Paulo is flooded. So and so was murdered. And just so many things which just created fear in the hearts of people. My point is, we live in a time where even the daily news talk about negativity, which brings you in contact with low energies like fear.
Moja pojenta je ta da živimo u vremenu u kojem čak i vijesti donose samo takve stvari koje
all this happiness, oh good, then Sao Paulo is flooded, but not Sarajevo. They deserve it. Low energy, low happiness. When you go through the ordinary town, there's so much advertisement which just is focused on flesh, on the body.
Kada prolazite kroz grad, možete da vidite tako puno reklama koje su fokusirane samo na meso, na
tijelo. Imagine someone would land here in Sarajevo from another planet.
I zamislite kada bi u Sarajevo sletio neko koji sa druge planete.
And he would look at the advertisement.
Da pogleda te reklame.
Even for toothpaste, the beautiful woman almost not dressed properly, you know, is there. This, you know, the police makes advertisement, come to the police, and the beautiful lady just dressed not for the cold season is there. Yes. He would think, what do you people think about? Some variety is there? Modern civilization is just so much engaged in low energies.
Moderna civilizacija je tako puno angažirana, uključena je u te niske energije.
Which fill the heart not with wideness and broadness and energy, but just with sattvic energy, just with ego and fear and passion and these low class energies.
To su energije, takva, ova moderna civilizacija je takva da u ljudima ne izaziva te neke lijepe statičke, plinske osjećaje, širine i lakoće, nego te sve niskoklasne energije.
The French philosopher Pascal said something very wise, which meant that we have a choice with which energies we surround ourselves.
Francuski filozof Pascal je rekao, dao jednu izjavu da mi možemo da izaberemo te vrstu energije kojom ćemo da se okružimo.
He said that the human being has reached an evolutionary crossroad.
On je rekao da je ljudsko biće dosegao taj trenutak na kojem se nalazi se na jednoj evolutivnoj raskrsnici.
He can decide, will he go left or right? Will he go to animal instincts? Or will he go to divinity? Every day you are placed before this choice. Will you surround yourself with low energies? Like fear, anger, enviousness, thinking bad about other people and good about yourself.
Da li ćete da se okružite sa strahom, sa zavišću, da razmišljate loše o drugima, a dobro o sebi?
Or will you think divine thoughts?
Ili ćete da imate božanske misle?
Will you think about things which help you to evolve in your life?
Da li ćete da imate misle koje će da vam pomognu da evoluirate u vašem životu?
And for this you need to really know with what type of energies do you associate.
A da biste to uradili, zaista morate da znate sa kojom vrstom energija ćete da se okružite.
Food.
To se odnosi na hranu.
Time.
Vrijeme.
Thoughts.
Misli.
All this give you energy.
Sve vam to daje energiju.
Association.
Društvo.
Very important.
To je jako važno.
Lako jasno. I would like to give you an example of a personality who chose higher energies. It's about a saint in our tradition called Raghunath Das Goswami. He wrote about what happens when you associate with low class energies.
On je opisao šta se događa kada se družite sa tim energijama niže klase.
Lust and the desire for fame has bound me with ropes.
Požuda i želja za slavom su me opasale sa konopcima.
I wanted to go the divine road for self-realization.
Želio sam da krenem cestom koja me vodi ka samospoznaju.
But on my way I was attacked and bound up by highway robbers such as lust and the desire for fame.
Ali na tom putu su me prestreli ti pljačkaši koji su me svezali, a to su bili požuda i želja za slavom.
10 years ago I saw such a thing. I stopped at the road to answer nature's call in India. And then in the ditch I found someone who was bound. And also had something in his mouth, you know, some cloth. So I went down into the ditch. I freed him from his bounds. Took the cloth out of his mouth. And said, what's your story? Well, he said, I was on my way to Vrindavan. But then these highway robbers, these gangsters came. Took all my money and bound me and threw me in the ditch. I said, do you need a ride? I'm also going to Vrindavan. Yes. So Raghunath Das Goswami gives us this picture. We are on our way to a divine destination. But on the way, just like highway robbers, these lower energies take possession of us and boycott our journey. He says, may the powerful devotees of Sri Krishna come and protect me by cutting my ropes and annihilating those gangsters.
I on govori, neka bhakte gospodina Krišne, neka dođu, neka me zaštite, neka presjeku te konopce kojima sam vezan i neka uništi pljačkaše.
Yes. Highway robbers on our way.
Pljačkaše na našem putu.
Can bind us.
Nas mogu svezati.
Then we need to go to the powerful devotees and say, please help me to become free again. So then Raghunath Goswami says in text number 2, okay, the devotees may have saved me so that I can walk freely on my spiritual path, but I'm now an old man.
Da, moćni bakti su možda došli, oni su me oslobodili da se vratim nazad na put, ali ja sam star čovjek.
Again, low energies, old age.
I ponovo su dolaze te niske energije,
I'm burned in the fire of old age.
Ja gorim u vatri starosti.
The snake of ignorance is devouring me like a python devours a victim.
Zmija neznanje me proždire kao što neznanje proždire, kao što piton proždire svoju žrtvu.
I am pierced by complete dependence on others.
Proboden sam tom potpunom ovisnošću o drugim ljudima.
I am surrounded by lions in the form of anger.
Okružen sam lavovima kojima je predstavljena moja ljutnja.
All low energies.
Sve su to niske energije.
Anger.
Ljutnja,
weakness,
slabost,
relationships where you are dependent on the other person.
Odnosi u kojima ste ovisni o drugim osobama.
Now I have only one hope.
I sada imam samo jednu nadu.
My Lord,
moj gospodine,
let me drink the nectar of ecstatic love for you.
Dopusti mi da pijem ekstatični nektar ljubavi prema
tebi. Then I can ignore all these low energies, these disturbances.
Onda ću moći da ignorišem sve te niske energije, sva ta uznemirenja.
Only then, when I'm free from these low energies, I can engage in your worship with a peaceful mind.
Samo kada prevaziđem te niske energije, onda ću se moći uključiti u obožavanje tebe mirnog uma.
Yes. I want to highlight one thing.
I želim da istaknem jednu stvar.
Relationships where you are dependent on the other person, where you are not free.
Odnosi u kojima ste ovisni o drugoj osobi, u kojima niste slobodni.
On the spiritual path, this is described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as one of the greatest obstacles.
Na duhovnom putu to je opisano od strane Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, da je to jedna od najvećih prepreka.
You have to say, make yourself dependent on Krishna, not on the opinion of others.
Morate se napraviti ovisnima o Krišni, a ne o mišljenju drugih.
If you are always dependent on others, where will be your own life?
Ako uvijek budemo ovisni o drugim ljudima, gdje će biti naš sopstveni život?
And what will Krishna think of you?
I šta će Krišna misliti?
He only cares for others, not for me.
On samo brine o drugim ljudima, on nije da nije briga za mene.
He only smiles at others, no? To gain their appreciation.
On se samo smješka drugima kako bi dobio njihovo odobravanje.
So Raghunath Das Goswami says, I want to become free from these low energies.
I Raghunath Das Goswami govori, ja želim da se oslobodim ovih niskih energija.
Which hold me down like the gravitation force.
Koje me vuku prema dole poput gravitacijone sile.
And how does he want to be free?
I kako se on želi.
He has spoken about powerful devotees who can cut the ropes which bind us.
On govori o moćnim baktama koji mogu da presjeku te konopce koji nas čuvaju.
Now he will talk about a very invigorating drink.
A sada će da govori o jednom piću koje daje život.
The cup of love. Yes. Love for Krishna. This will make us energetic in our life. when you are helped by devotees to become a little bit free, that's not enough. You need some snaga, some strength for your journey. And that comes from feeling love for Krishna. Never forget, you have not just joined an association of devotees. In Krishna consciousness, we want a relationship of love with Krishna. This is for lovers. Yes. So, when you feel some love in your heart, you get strength.
Kada osjećate ljubav u vašem srcu, dobijate snagu.
Would you like to know the essence of all the Vedic scriptures?
Da li biste htjeli da čujete koja je to srž svih vedskih spisa?
In four sentences.
U četiri rečenice.
Yes, in four sentences. They are in the form of questions and answers. Slujati. Slujati means listen. Right? Slujati. My new word, slujati. What brings fear in our heart? The answer is our karma. Where is shelter in this world? The answer is in bhakti. That means even if you by your karma have to still see some karmic things like illnesses or complicated relationships or being judged in court to pay 60 Bosnian marks.
To znači da čak i ako zbog svoje karme morate da iskusite neke nevolje, da ste možda imate neku bolest ili imate komplikovane odnose ili da ste osuđeni da platite 60 bosanskih maraka.
Your shelter is when you feel bhakti in your heart.
Vaše utočište kada osjećate bhakti.
Then you don't need to be afraid, not even of your karma.
Tada se ne trebate bojati, čak ni svoje karme.
Some of you are expectant mothers.
Neke od vas očekuju djecu, djecu da rode.
And they get the children for the first time. And they think, oh my God, I've birth. I heard it's an intense adventure. Don't fear.
Nemojte se bojati.
Don't fear your karma and the karma of your child.
Nemojte se bojati svoje karme i karme svoga djeteta.
Be in bhakti.
Budite u bhakti.
What are the desired objects in this world? What should you desire?
Koji su to željeni objekti u ovom svijetu? Šta, za čim biste trebali da žudite?
Answer. The association of good devotees.
Odgovor je društvo dobrih bhakta.
Last question. What is the supreme happiness?
Šta je najuzvišenija sreća?
Answer.
Odgovor.
Krishna prema. Love for Krishna.
Krishna prema. Ljubav prema Krishna.
More you don't need to know, Pavle.
Pavle, ti ne trebaš više ništa da znaš.
What is fear?
Šta je strah?
What is your shelter? What are the desired objects in the world? Very good. And what is the supreme happiness?
Krishna.
You know everything.
No.
Yeah. More you don't need to know, Nityananda Kari. Let's be simple. We are from Bosnia. I'm sorry. I'm always saying these foolish things. Don't pay attention. Raghunath Das Goswami is an example.
Raghunath Das Goswami je primjer.
At a young age, he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
kad je bio mlad, on je sreo Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And he wanted to immediately take to the spiritual path which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was propagating.
I odmah je želio da se pridruži tim idejama koje je propagirao Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
But his family didn't want to let him go.
Ali njegova porodica ga nije htjela.
It was a very rich family.
To je bila jako bogata porodica.
His father, imagine, used to take care of something like 50,000 people. He financed the Brahmanas you know, livelihood. So rich, 50,000.
Su bili tako bogati da njegov otac čak primao 50,000 brahmana i ih je održavao.
And they thought this our son should become a manager in the family's business.
I onda su oni razmišljali, naš sin bi trebao da postane menadžer našeg porodičnog biznisa.
So finally, with great, I should say, tricks even, he could escape.
I konačno sa uz neke velike prepreke, mogu čak da kažem uz razne trikove, je on uspio da pobjegne.
He ran away from home, really.
On zaista pobjegao od kuće.
And although he was a man who was used to a lot of comfort, he took to the life of an ascetic.
I iako je bio čovjek koji je bio navikao na puno komfora, on je prihvatio taj život askete.
Imagine at the end, towards when he in old age, he only used to nourish his body every second day by a glass this big full of buttermilk, this way.
Zamislite kada je bio već stari čovjek, on je održavao svoje tijelo tako što je svaki drugi dan pio ovoliku čašu koja je bila ispunjena mačenice.
No brezel and cheese.
Brezel.
He was blind when he was old. Because he had cried so much.
Zato što je toliko plakao.
Tears of separation. Oh Krishna, where are you?
Suze odvojenosti. Oh Krishna, gdje si?
His heart was burning in the fire of separation.
Njegovo srce je gorjelo u vatri odvojenosti.
And he rolled in the dust of Braj, which was moistened by the constant tears which flew from his eyes.
I on se valio u prašnju Vrindavana, koja je bila nakvašena sa suzama koje su konstantno tekle iz njegovih očiju.
At the end of his life he was, when he fell to the ground to offer his obeisances to other devotees, he couldn't get up on his own any longer.
I na kraju njegovog života, kada je pao na pod kako bi odao poštovanje drugim baktama, lotusovim stopala bakta, on se nije uopšte mogao da se ustane na svoje noge.
When the devotees forbade him, you are so old, Raghunathas Goswami, don't offer us obeisances.
I kada su mu drugi bakte zabranili i rekli mu, ti si tako star, nema više da nam odaješ poštovanje.
He didn't listen.
On ih nije slušao.
He was always absorbed in such ecstasy.
On je bio uvijek tako apsorbiran u takvu vrstu ekstaze.
That no one could detect any sleepiness in his eyes. There were only tears of love.
Da drugi ljudi nisu mogli da vide u njegovim očima nikakav umor, to je bila samo ljubav.
Who can understand the activities of Raghunathas Goswami?
Ko može da razumije aktivnosti Raghunathas Goswami?
Day and night he saw in his spiritual eye the divine pastimes of Radha and Krishna in which he participated in a spiritual body full of bliss and knowledge.
Danju i noću on je svojim duhovnim očima vidio zabave Rade i Krišne, čak je učestvovao u njima u svom duhovnom tijelu.
At the end of his life he wrote this text which I have read to you.
Na kraju života je napisao ovaj tekst koji sam vam pročitao.
My body is surrounded with old age, it's dysfunctional.
Moje tijelo je okruženo sa starošću, ono više ne funkcioniše.
And he took the role of an ordinary soul and said, I'm surrounded by anger and lust and so on.
I onda je uzeo ulogu obične uslovene osobe i rekao, ja sam okružen sa ljutnjom i sa požudom.
So much low energy is nemena.
Tako puno niskih energija.
But I want to drink now the cup of love.
Ali sada želim da pijem iz te čaše ljubavi.
And from the description which we have just heard, he drank every day. He was intoxicated. He was drunken.
Iz ovoga što smo pročitali, možemo da vidimo da je on pio svaki dan, da je stvar bio intoksiciran, odnosno pijan.
What can we learn from his example?
Šta možemo naučiti iz njegovog primjera?
From his example, we can learn, in my humble opinion, that we may be surrounded with obstacles.
Po mom skromnom mišljenju, mislim da mi možemo ovdje da naučimo to, da možda jesmo okruženi sa raznim preprekama.
We may be also sometimes plundered and become angry.
I možda i mi ponekad postanemo ljuti.
3 days ago, I saw a very angry child.
Prije 3 dana sam vidio jedno jako ljuto dijete.
This child was becoming so angry and then he beat his own little head.
To dijete je postalo tako, se tako naljutilo da na kraju se lupalo u glavu samo.
And I could see there's such a low energy.
I onda sam mogla da vidim, to je tako niska
energija. So, he's distractful and so violent.
Tako nasilna i energija koja mu uništava.
This energy went over Bosnia. You know, in the past, one Bosnian killed another Bosnian. Nitya Nandakari told me that she couldn't go out of the house very, very easily. Bosnians are so friendly by their nature.
Bosanci su po svojoj prirodi tako
druželjubivi. So friendly when you, everyone I meet with my 2 sentences which I know, they are all so friendly, you know. But a few years ago they were just cutting each ears of their bodies. What came over them? Low energies. When I saw the little boy, I could understand everything. He filled the whole room with this. Beating himself. And this is what anger does. And it comes over you. It's a low energy. So Raghunath Das Goswami gives us a way out.
He
says when these low energies come and bind you like these highwaymen, go to the good devotees. They can unbind you so that you are free again. And when you need strength because you want to act on a higher level in your life, you must see how you can drink from the cup of love. You must drink higher energies. I'm very serious. This will decide whether your spiritual life is only a Hippocratic thing, you know, something which you declare but which you don't live, or if it's real.
Ja sam ozbiljan već sa ovom pojentom. To će da odluči o tome da li je vaš život samo licemjer ili nešto što vi samo izjavljujete, da živite zaista, ili je vaš duhovni život stvaran.
Become drunken.
Postanite pijance.
Become intoxicated, Mandinghini.
Postanite intoxicirani.
An intoxicated man forgets.
Intoxicirana osoba zaboravlja.
He forgets his old life. So he forgets his mind also. Yes, in spiritual life we want to become intoxicated. We need to know where do we find the drink.
Hoćemo da saznamo gdje možemo to da se napijemo.
Raghunath Das Goswami writes a whole book where he could find the spiritual energy, the high energies.
Raghunath Das Goswami napisao čitavu knjigu gdje možemo da kontaktiramo te više energije.
It's a meditational book called Braj Bilas Stava, and those of you who want to learn this, you can listen to the MP3 recordings of the Govardhan retreat 2009.
On je to zapisao u knjizi koja se zove Braj Bilas Stava i oni od vas koji žele da je pročitaju i da je poslušaju na snimcima sa Govardhan retreata od ove godine.
What it means, to express it very simple, you have to listen how the real devotees act in relationship to Krishna.
Da to izrazim drugim riječima, morate da slušate o tome kako stvarni bhakti djeluju u svom odnosu prema Krishna.
And then you follow their example.
I onda slijedite njihov primjer.
For instance, we hear about Shridam and Subal.
Naprimjer, mi slušamo o Shridamu i Subalu.
It's described that Subal wouldn't even, no, Shridam wouldn't forget Krishna even in his dreams.
Opisano je da Subal ne bi zaboravio Krishnu čak ni u svojim snovima.
And Subal would not even let go the hand of Krishna in his dream.
A Subal ne bi puštao Krishnu ruku čak ni u snovima.
They were very attached to Krishna.
Oni su bili jako privrženi, vezani za Krishnu.
Now that was not difficult because Krishna is just right next to them.
I to nije bilo previše teško, zato što je Krishna bio odmah tu pored njih.
But there's a secret about Krishna,
which
you must know.
Koju morate znati.
Even if you feel very distant from Krishna,
čak i ako se osjećate jako daleko od Krishna,
if you think about him,
ako mislite o njemu,
if you meditate about him,
ako meditirate o njemu,
he will open your heart with transcendental ecstasy.
On će otvoriti vaše srce sa transcendentalnom ekstazom.
The lotus flower may be very far away from the moon. But the moon rays open the petals of the lotus flower. So yes, we may feel separated from Krishna. We may feel that he's very distant.
I da, mi se možemo osjećati da smo odvojeni od Krishna, da je on jako daleko.
But if we hear regularly about Krishna's activities,
ali ako redovno slušamo Krishna's aktivnosti,
if we focus our mind in Krishna when we chant his holy name,
ako fokusiramo svoj um o Krishni,
we will see Krishna's magical effect on our consciousness.
Vidjet ćemo Krišnjim magičnim utjecajem na našu svjesnost.
Our heart will open so much.
Naše srce će se tako otvoriti.
Open with spiritual ecstasy or Krishna consciousness.
Biće otvorena sa ekstazom, sa svjesnošću Krišne.
Today I want to teach you two words.
Danas vas želim naučiti dvije riječi.
It's the words in spiritual life.
To su dvije riječi duhovnog života.
Yes and no.
Da i ne.
Yes, I want spiritual energies, high energies in my life.
Da, želim duhovne energije, te više energije u svom
and
životu.
No, I absolutely reject the influence of low energies in my life.
I ne, pa ja apsolutno odbijam te niske energije u svom životu.
Just learn two words from this lecture.
Iz ove lekcije samo naučite dvije riječi.
Yes and no.
Da i ne.
Then your life will be wonderful. This is not very easy.
I tada će vaš život biti predivan. To je jako lako.
Yes to higher spiritual energies.
Da višim duhovnim energijama.
And no to lower material energies.
I ne nižim materijalnim energijama.
So many of us are spiritually so weak.
Mnogi od nas su tako duhovno slabi.
Simply because they have not learned these two words.
Jednostavno zato što nisu naučili ove dvije jednostavne riječi.
simply because the lower energies enter their hearts and begin to push them towards the material life. Some of you are disciples of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. And he was a mystic. That means he could appear in people's dreams when he wanted. I told this many times. 4 days before he left his body, he appeared in my dream. It was so real that I woke up from the dream, and there I saw him sitting on the stolica just before me.
To je bilo tako stvarno da sam se probudio i vidio sam ga na stol, kako sjedi na stolici koja je bila upravo tu ispred mene.
And he said, I have come to say goodbye to you.
I on je došao i rekao, došao sam da se pozdravim sa tobom.
In 3 or 4 days, I will leave my body.
Za 3 ili 4 dana ću da
napustim. I was so happy to have, that I got to know you as a friend.
Sam sretan što sam te upoznao kao prijatelja.
Now I have a question for you.
I sada imam pitanje za tebe.
In our heart there are 2 dogs fighting.
U našem srcu se nalaze 2 psa koja se bore.
Who will win?
Koji će da pobjedi?
I said, I don't know anything about dog fights. And anyways, let's not talk philosophy now. How are you? But he was very serious. He didn't want to come down on the social or friendly level. He wanted to stay on a very high spiritual level. He said, Sachinandan Swami, think. In our heart are 2 dogs fighting. Who will win? I don't understand the analogy because I care for you as a friend. I can't think now about this, I said. Then he answered his own question. He said, that dog will win whom you give food.
Onda je on sam dao odgovor na svoje pitanje i rekao je, pobjedit će onaj pas kojega hraniš.
So true.
I to je tako istinito.
In our hearts there's this lower nature and this higher, this other nature who wants so much the higher life.
U našem srcu se nalazi ta niža energija, ta viša priroda koja želi uzvišeniji život.
Which nature will win?
A koja priroda će da pobjedi?
That which you give food.
Ona koju dajete hranu.
And you need for the higher nature, higher energies. You can't feed it with meat and McDonald's, you know.
I da biste imali tu višu prirodu, morate da je hranite sa višim energijama. Ne možete da je hranite sa mesom, McDonald'som.
Your higher nature needs spiritual energy.
Vaša viša priroda zahtjeva
not material energy.
Ne material energy.
Some of you are too hungry.
Neki od vas su previše gladni.
You are starving.
Vi stvari gladujete.
You only eat šlagom and kolačo.
Vi samo jedete šlag i kolače.
This is for the body.
To je za tijelo.
What do you do eat for your soul?
A šta jedete za vašu dušu?
You need higher energies. Swamis always preach to us. I have preached enough. If you forget everything about this lecture, remember yes and no. yes to higher spiritual energies and no to lower material energies. And you will be self-realized souls in a few days. Few weeks. Now, I thought of the following. I thought we will make a 5-minute pause. 5 to 10 minutes, but not longer. Because we will now go to the highlight of the evening. You can talk in a minute, yes. Yes. I know. In this pause, we will talk like anything. Yeah. But it's important. We go to the highlight of the evening. It's a very new concept which I want to try here. It is an interactive slideshow. We will try to go into the slideshow. How we will do this, you will learn in a minute. Yes. So please let us put fresh air in the thing here. Don't go. Yes. Okay. What? No. I need to first see the picture. No. That's you have to put everything up. You are the best translator. So.